Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from the year 2001 before we go back 20 years and look at previous stuff. We're here with Baylor.
Hello.
Angus.
Hello.
Lisa.
Oh, funny. I was going to do something funny and then you guys were like, oh, no, don't give it away. So, hi.
Give it away.
And Mackenzie.
Hi.
And Alex.
Hey.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin. And today we're watching Wiggly Wiggly Christmas.
Yep.
Yay.
1997.
Yay. Wiggles a Christmas Carol.
Don't even joke about that. Do not even joke about it.
Well, last time we did, in fact, watch
the Muppets.
Kind of, and I said, Carol. This time last year, I said, no more Christmas Carol movies for at least the next few years, unless it's Scrooged.
Oh, no. I'm thinking next year to do the Grinch one that we watched, if it's within time.
The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Yeah.
So related.
So they don't test me or I'll try and drag out Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh's Christmas special.
So who are we blaming for Wiggly Wiggly Christmas?
I feel like it was probably me.
Don't you guys watch it every year or something?
No, I subject it to people.
That is actually incorrect. When we started dating, I came here and spent my first Christmas here after a horrible banquet shift. Everyone else was drunk and I was like, hey, this would be great, and put on Wiggly Christmas because Justin and I were trying to go, who's got the better music taste or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I was
watch this
and I put it on, and so it's sort of become a bit of a tradition because I forced my family to do it every year.
Yeah, and there was one year when me and Baylor were delivering Christmas presents to people and we were literally just driving around Adelaide dropping presents
off. The year afterwards.
That was, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. Pre-COVID, thankfully. And yeah, we were just pulling up to people's houses, throwing presents at them and then running away again. But we were listening to Wiggly Christmas on the car radio the entire time. We'd just thrown it in, hit play, and then that was it. We were off. Blaring it at max volume.
Lisa, have you seen this before?
I possibly have. I've watched a lot of Wiggles over the years with both this kid and my nieces, so I may know a lot of the songs even if I've not seen it.
Alex?
Wiggles inundated a huge part of my life for a while there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Alex, have you seen...
No, I haven't really seen much of the Wiggles.
So lucky.
Didn't grow up with it?
I didn't really grow up with it. I grew up with a lot of other ones. Like, I had albums by Nona Hazelhurst and Don... Not Don Burke. Oh, who's the...
Oh, that's my year of play school.
Yeah.
Play school.
Noni and John.
Yeah.
And Don Spencer.
Don Spencer, that's
yes.
How can you guys not, like, mention the guy that does Mr. Clickety?
Peter Coombe.
Peter Coombe.
Peter Coombe went to your school this year, didn't he? Yeah.
Peter Groom's tops.
Yes.
And what did he sing?
Mr. Clickety Kane and all the others too.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's still going.
He used to play at nightclubs.
Yeah.
Because he got accidentally booked for...
Was it Enchanted? It was for the rave or something,
wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was for a rave and it just went off, and so HQ was getting him in constantly.
That has got to be the most... just bizarre portfolio. He's like, yep, I've done nightclubs like 1 week and then gone straight to primary schools the next.
And
Jeanette, have you seen Wiggly Christmas
play
before?
Primary school.
Probably, but we had the, I think it was a CD.
DVD.
No, I know. Sorry, a cassette.
Yeah.
We had cassette of it.
Do you know what a cassette is, Mackenzie?
No. You don't want to.
Oh, you mean an audio cassette?
Not VHS.
Yeah.
Not VHS.
Yeah.
Because
VHS.
This came out in VHS.
Yeah.
Do you know what a VHS is? No.
My mum tried to hide the cassette 1 year. Mm-hmm. I found it.
Do you know what a video cassette is, Mackenzie?
No.
All of these words are foreign to her.
Yeah.
We've got a lot. We'll show her. Leave it for you to explain it.
Some old birds and bees. Welcome old technology.
Years ago, we had all these old videos, and like my friend's daughter, she was like 11 at the time. She's going, what can I do to help? And I said, do you want to go through these videos? Because a lot of them were all like old, crappy, and the tracking was really bad. And I said, if any of them are a bit dodgy, can you just chuck them onto this pile? But just rewind them all to the beginning and watch them and see how they go.
Yeah.
And then she's come to me, she's going, I'm pressing it, but it keeps playing it at the ending. I can't work out. And I'm like, just rewind it. And she's going, Yeah, no, I can't, like, I'm pressing and it won't start at the beginning. It's always starting the end. She didn't know how to use a video cassette at all. Yeah. And she didn't know how to, DVDs she didn't realise that she...
from the beginning every single time.
Yeah, she didn't realise that you had to manually rewind the tape and it was just, and I just felt so old.
Yeah. I still lament the fact that we threw out every single video cassette tape we had at home when we got a DVD player. Because I'm pretty sure there's a lot of old stuff on there we could have...
Dustin's nephew collects... VHS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could have given him all mine.
My cousin, yeah.
We actually bought a VHS right at the end of VHS era because we've got all these VHSs sitting up on the top shelf and we decided, oh, well, we might need this long term. We bought one and never used it. We eventually gave it away.
Yeah. One of my old firefighter friends, this will make you guys get a bit crazy, and you, has a whole heap of tape recordings of the lost Doctor Who episodes from their parents who recorded them, and so they just chill out and watch them.
And then sell them back to the BBC.
No, because they're a sadist.
They are serious sadists.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember them just telling me about it. Just belongs in a museum. Like,
you need to share it with the world.
No. No, they kept them for themselves. I remember them saying something about them like, that's rude.
They're a bad person. I mean, they save people from fires, but they're a bad person.
So what's the story synopsis for Wiggly Wiggly Christmas?
Okay, so basically what happens is there's basically four people who are the Wiggles.
Who shall be known as the Wiggles?
Yep, there's a red Wiggle, not the blue Wiggle,
a yellow
Wiggle, I don't know which ones I've said, and a purple Wiggle, I think.
Yellow, blue, red, and purple.
Jeff, Greg,
and
Anthony.
Yeah, as is typical of Cult TV, this is an older episode of the Wiggles, before they started changing certain members of the Wiggles because people stepped away from the band and retired. And I think the only one still around is the blue Wiggle, Anthony. Is the only one still around?
Though she watches the old ones and she doesn't realise the old original Anthony's the same one as the new Anthony.
He's funny.
He's 30 years old.
He told me when I looked at it and I said, there's not a girl in there. And you said, everyone's different except the blue one.
Yeah.
I think she was the first person to join the Wiggles because Wiggle was
Sam. The yellow one stepped down and they got replaced with Sam. And then Sam got, basically his contract ran out and they just said, we're not going to renew your contract.
But
yeah, that was harsh. So then they did like the OG Wiggles all kind of did a tour. And then when they finished that tour, then that's when they brought in Simon and Emma.
Right.
I'm still not getting what the storyline.
Right. So the storyline is that it's Christmas. That's it.
The narrative of it is a whole heap of Christmas songs that you follow of like, you've got to go out and get presents. You've got to go and put them under the Christmas tree. You've got to make sure they're the right presents for people. And then you learn
the
entirety of Christmas is just about eating food and having fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's also, Felice Naughty Dies in there.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, I love Felice Naughty
Dies. Yeah, that's one of my favourites. But yeah, it's basically just an album of their music.
Yeah, it's just a really long music video to keep kids entertained over Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
And keep them off the Xbox.
According to Wigglepedia...
That didn't exist.
Oh, okay. Wigglepedia. Okay, we've got the expert over here, guys.
There are 20 songs... And if you go through Wigglepedia, it actually gives you all through the songs, you know, production details and who was in it and who couldn't make it.
Do they name all the kids?
They possibly do.
Well, they're usually Anthony's kids, aren't they?
Yeah.
Does Anthony have, like, 20 kids? Because there's one scene with, like, 20 kids.
We watched some of the early ones and it's just, like, they've obviously just... They've got the kids from some talent agency or whatever and they think they're the bee's knees.
Yeah, so, you know, here's song number 8, Felice Navidad, title card, mandolin plays, da-da-da. It includes the puppets, a puppet, iguanas, Iggy, Ziggy and Frank. Important details.
And is Dorothy the dinosaur in it?
Well, I would hope so.
Captain Feathersword.
Captain
Feathersword was there from right from the beginning. He'd have to be in there.
Yeah,
that's how.
Is he still
the Wiggles lore that I totally know?
He fills in
about.
For them sometimes.
There's not really much to know. It's just
one of the other characters.
Fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're overcomplicating things, Justin. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you not understand?
What's the name of the dog?
Is Justin doesn't know what fun is.
No, he...
Quality of mouth go upwards.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know what that is.
That happens. I hang upside down, and when I'm sad, they go upwards.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
I guess most people have seen it.
Or are educated in the background. Yeah.
We know enough.
Was this several live shows, you think?
Yeah, probably. I think they did go out.
They did some stuff for Carols by Candlelight after it came out. Like, so Carols in the Domain and stuff.
Mm.
They did a whole heap of their one-offs, but the entire thing wasn't a live production, I don't believe.
Because they tour for so long as well. They wouldn't have been able to tour a Christmas theme. They would probably just do it at certain times a year. Yeah.
I remember them revisiting it and doing a bit of it, but the entire thing was never a full live production, I don't think. I say that and now I'm questioning myself because I do remember a live production that covered a couple of the songs.
I never did any of the live productions.
I was a major Wiggles fan. The Red Wiggle while busting tables in Sydney because I used to live in Sydney. And so...
Murray?
He was the scary Wiggle. I was like 5'6". So that was cool.
Okay, so I guess
we have seen the Wiggles live, haven't we? Do you remember seeing them live?
No,
she was fairly underwhelmed, to be honest. I think we were more excited about it than she was.
Okay, so I guess we'll get on and watch the show. Just by way of spoilers, Dorothy the Dinosaur and Captain Feathersword are both in it.
And what was the other one you were talking about?
Henry the Octopus.
Hang on, Kenzie wanted to know about...
Is a dog in there?
Wags? Yes.
Oh, another spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. It's a part of their regular, like, TV show if you ever watched it back in the 90s.
Which Dad wouldn't have.
Yeah. You disappoint me, Justin.
On with the Wiggles. Wiggly, wiggly Christmas.
Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Mum,
remember
we used to put that salad on you, my feet? Fruit salad?
I did. I used to sing it the whole time I'd make fruit salad.
I remember dancing to fruit salad at a high school. It was one of those, like, group talent things. It was the entire house or pastoral care group sort of thing. We were dancing to fruit salad. Brilliant.
That's so cool. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I what?
Okay, so more spoilers. Wags the dog and Henry the Octopus were in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So doesn't mean I have to put a spoiler warning up?
A spoiler warning, yeah.
We can't put a spoiler warning up for something that's like 25 years old.
Some people would already know it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just proved my point.
Mm.
I don't want to fight about it.
Yeah, you do.
So, Alex, your introduction to the Wiggles.
Not necessarily my introduction, but it's more just the fact that the first time I watched more than like 5 minutes of the Wiggles in one go.
And how much did you love it? Because we know you loved it.
Yeah, it was so horrific.
You're dancing along a fair bit there.
I remember seeing those busted moves.
Busted.
And Mackenzie was singing along.
Yeah, she was. I think because she's the market and I'm not the market. I'm significantly past the use by date. It's kind of.
Oh, I was singing along.
She is too.
There's never.
It's okay. It's just not my thing.
No, that's fine.
I feel like it's the equivalent of watching Lion King if you'd never seen it before when you were a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody has this fond memory of the Lion King, but I've watched it in my adulthood and I'm like,
because it's just a bunch of music videos and individually it would be fine, but watching 3/4 of an hour's worth in one go is a bit
That's tailored for kids
it's just not my...
As an adult, you're like, that's rubbish. But as a kid, I see her do it. And
watching so much of it in one go is just a bit...
Yes.
Well, sitting and watching it the way we were watching it is... And I think it would be a great troll, you know, Christmas adult party kind of thing, having that playing in the background, if you like. But for kids, obviously, great.
It's weird. You're saying what I literally did, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Designed to be sit down and watch. I think it's more like having the kids exist near it and dance. Around wasn't necessarily like sitting down and observing it the same way you would a fine Hollywood film.
A fine Hollywood film. Is there such a thing?
Oh man, we heckled this more than we heckled the room, didn't we?
No, I think this room lasted longer.
I think the best part of the entire thing is that they've failed as adult entertainers but made it as children entertainers. Yeah. Like, that's great.
I don't know.
I was pretty entertained throughout that.
You love it still, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know whether you know the part of the backstory, but Anthony's brother lost a child to SIDS. And like, so when they were part of the Cockroaches, but they weren't, like you're saying, they weren't very successful, they put on like a kid's show to raise money for SIDS. And they were really popular. And they went, oh, hang on, this might actually be more popular than what we were doing. And so they changed tack.
Yeah. Nobody anywhere in the world had actually just been a kids' band.
Yeah.
They were the first. And it was fantastic because kids love music.
Mm.
And they played fun. I mean, the music's catchy and fun.
They also have their own versions overseas as well. So there is an Asian Wiggles and there is like a French Wiggles and stuff like that. There's a franchise of Wiggles.
They did the same thing with High Five. They franchised it all over the world as well.
Wiggles is like a younger age bracket. High Five was like 8 sort of age bracket, I think.
She wouldn't have got into High Five. It would probably be more that, kindy age.
Yeah,
whereas Wiggles was like, her peak time would have probably been about 2 to 4 years old, you know?
Yeah.
No, wow, I didn't realise High Five had that young an age bracket.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just remember when High Five were big, and I was talking to my friend's daughter, and I'm like going, oh, yeah, you like High Five? And she's like, oh, no, High Five isn't cool anymore. And I'm like, dude, like, how old are you? And it was just the fashions were just going, she was aging so quickly, and it was like, that's now baby stuff, and now I'm into this. And
changed from High Five to, like, Backstreet Boys in, like,
seconds. It was just...
Yeah, probably not Backstreet Boys, because I think you're a more recent band than that.
Okay, so High Five apparently got sold in its entirety to an Asian equity group.
BTS. High Five to BTS.
Produced.
Yeah.
So I guess the Wiggles never sold out the brand, so that's...
Yeah. It's evolved over time, but you can see that early days, it is literally just a band. It's just these blokes awkwardly dancing, and then they've got the little characters that go with it.
I think it's their first album in 1991. I remember, because it's the same year in which HTML was released, so I realised that's kind of chronologically weird. The band that's as old as the internet. Not the internet, but the World Wide Web.
That sounds about right for me. Yeah, because I would have been like in year 5 then. So that was just... I remember seeing it on kids programming. Like before you had the ABC Kids channel, you'd have the cartoons in the morning and they'd play like a music video from the Wiggles and we were always heckling it.
That's the thing. Like, I think when it first released their first albums, I was just getting old enough to not be interested in that kind of stuff. So I never got with it. And I just realised how much of the albums before the Wiggles was basically artists making songs for kids. Like, it used to be just Nina Hesehurst covered. I don't even remember what she covered, but just like a lot of songs, but they're for kids, but they weren't written for kids. They're just redone for a child audience, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Nina Hesehurst, Monica Trafficker.
Oh, yeah, Monica Trafficker. Yeah, I remember her too.
A few albums by them, and it was just like
performance. And see, now it's like children. Justin Clarke is in that same ballpark now, too. We've got a couple of Justin Clarke albums.
Oh, yeah.
And she did, like, lots of really good kids' music and stuff. But that was, like, the next iteration after those two.
Yeah. And it's just the fact that they were performers who did work for kids and they did songs and they covered other artists, but not necessarily writing music as their primary shtick. Yeah. I didn't know there were a couple. Like, Peter Coombe, obviously. Francisca Henry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Hooly Doolies.
The Hooly Doolies. They were a bit later, but yeah.
They were about the same time as the Wiggles, and I think Wiggles took off and the Hooly Doolies didn't.
Yeah.
They featured a lot on ABC, so...
But I think the Wiggles were the same, but then the Wiggles just took off so much more, so they were able to do their own concerts. Yeah. That's
like the Wiggles marketed themselves really, really well with just basic colours, basic shapes, and really, really big costumes.
Yep.
They just kept it really simple and it worked for them.
Yeah.
Mm. And they marketed for kids. They weren't adults marketing to kids. They actually thought of it more like, if I was a kid, I'd really like to see a great big dog running around on stage. Yes.
Pirates,
that's cool.
Dogs, octopuses,
dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs,
yeah.
Well, so I think the Hooly Doolies got like adults performing for kids, but the Wiggles do feel like big kids themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the way they dance, the way they look
the way
like
they talk.
Just having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though they're like a bit awkward and stuff, they're still enjoyable.
And I think they were teachers in their day job.
They started out as preschool teachers. Like that.
And I think what they did with Lockie and Simon is they went got them to go and do basically like a child education course. You know, I don't think they went and got them to become teachers, but they got them to basically, it's this is part of your study for this job. You need to know this stuff. markets.
I rate child education courses. I think they're the most vital thing that anyone should do, admittedly, because this world is literally just children in general. Because they make you think about a lot of things and they teach you a lot of really basic stuff. Like, here's how to bulk out food and make it healthy while looking unhealthy. And they make it really easy.
Yeah.
Like, it is so good to learn, even just for yourself, because understanding how children moods work can help you understand how adult moods work as well and how to counteract that. Like,
emotional intelligence and mindfulness and things like that. That's all stuff that I've just really learned in the last 5 years. I was going to say, they teach that at reception level. They teach that in kindergarten. What do mistakes do?
Mistakes help your brain grow.
Yeah. That's not stuff we had when I was a kid. No. We completely segued off the Wiggles.
Child education.
Sorry, Jeanette.
Don't have anything to do with learning.
You know, they started out as, and in fact, their first recording they did, they had notes to explain the educational value of each song.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And by the way, we've got Mackenzie here drawing a picture of Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
And been drawing anime from the Master Guide for Drawing Anime. How many bits of art work have you done now, Mackenzie?
Lots. 2, 3, 6, 4. This is the fifth one.
Fifth one.
Nice. You're pumping them out.
Yeah, just pumping them out. Fantastic.
So last thing, Angus,
Oh, it's got to be a good old... Yeah, literally, it's got to be a good old classic fruit salad.
Yummy. What about a hot potato or a mashed banana?
Oh, I could, mashed bananas.
Maybe
another
cold
good
spaghetti?
One. Nah, I'm not a fan of spaghetti.
Woo, wiggy. Give me that food. Give me that food.
Yummy. Yeah, fan of fruit salad and mashed banana. Not a great fan of spaghetti, but I'm just wired differently.
How would you rate it?
Definitely on a scale of, like, you know, from... Oh, God. I don't know what the
out
bottom
of
the scale is.
Mark it out of, what, 39 or...
How much that is?
What, between zero and Googleplex?
Yeah, right. Zero and Googleplex.
Oh, it's definitely got to be the square root of an inverse Googleplex.
I have no idea what that means.
I don't think you can't square root negative numbers, can
you? You can. You just have symmetric numbers.
Oh, God, that's just complicated.
It is complex.
It's a Googleplex. There you go.
Googleplex is the highest number.
Yeah, it is.
What about Googleplex plus one?
You've broken the universe now, Alex. What have you done?
I've done my job.
One of the best videos I've seen recently is the Wiggles doing Tame Impala.
Yes.
They went back and did
a new
YouTube
cover this year.
Yeah.
So they actually jumped on like a version before Christmas.
Oh, a different one on top of Elephant.
So Elephant came out early this year or last year.
Yummy.
So
what did you think of that, Kenzie?
Yeah. K-Dogs, what did you think of our childhood?
She feels sorry for us. And then comparing it, because you know all the other Wiggles as well that came after that.
What would you rate it out of 13?
Your silence is awkward.
Yeah.
Third.
Three out of 13, or?
No, third. That's three down. That's first place would be 13, so surely that's then 11 out of 13.
Yeah,
11 out
of
13.
Is it three or 11 out of 13? Three out of 13?
And then, like, the third.
Third place, yeah.
Oh, out of the different Wiggles.
Yeah.
Oh. Which one's the first one?
Really good.
Which is the best Wiggles one?
Tell us what the best one is.
The one right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the new lineup without Emma and with all of the
I mean with Emma.
And all of those new people that have just joined.
I think she means the one coming in.
Oh, with Lockie and Simon and Anthony.
Yeah.
And what's the second favourite?
Okay, the other one's second.
Okay.
Because I don't like any other ones except that.
Fair enough.
Second is Fruit Salad.
Fruit Salad? The Fruit Salad album?
Yeah.
She has the Fruit Salad DVD.
Done a full album now.
Yeah, like that was one of their first ones that they brought out.
Oh, that was an album. Oh, God. Okay.
I just used to watch it on TV. Fruit Salad had, was it Paul Hester from Crowded House?
Oh, right.
Playing the chef? Wow. Yeah, before he tragically passed away.
Fascinating. passionate.
Everyone's ready to wrap up.
Yeah, everyone's strangely
we're
speechless.
On you guys now. Yeah.
It's just awkward now.
Okay. All right, so that was Wiggles' Wiggly Wiggly Christmas, 1997. And we'll catch you next time at the Classic Cult TV Club.
Yeah. And remember, keep on wiggling.
Oh no.
Bye.
Merry Christmas!